Good morning. This is Robert Farrington from De Anza College, listening to the Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band here at Milpitas High School in the Music of the Parks Festival. I have some comments for your performance this morning. I've known Mr. Conway for many years. Always admired what a wonderful job he's done with the students at Hopkins. It's wonderful to see such a fine instrumentation with bassoons and tubas and everything. So, this is a good time to use your ears to see if you're in tune with everybody in your section and across the band as well. Just with a group this size, so Anne McGinty is one of my favorite composers and arrangers for concert bands. And so this is a good piece to start with. So that kind of came out, had a good start there, trumpets. So think of either a good do or ta, and I recommend do because it's more legato, do, but it just was kind of a da-da-da-da kind of attack. So flutes keep rolled out. Try to get a smaller opening between your lips. I like to have beginners think about using pe or pu to start notes before even adding the tongue, ta. It trains the lips to stay really close together to get a better sound. But generally with beginning flutes, there's a tendency to roll in a lot, where it's easier to get the notes to come out, but it tends to be flat and dead sounding. So keep rolled out away from your lips a little bit, and your lips have to kind of move forward, especially for the higher octave. That was better start there, trumpets, as you come in on the melody. Yeah, good tubas. Really nice to hear such a strong low brass section. Sax, good job of not overbalancing here on those moving eighth notes. Okay, trumpets, open your throats like you're yawning. Not because it's causing you to go shrill and sharp. Now get really softer here. Yeah, I could make a little more of a diminuendo there at 58. Interesting, it could use more clarinets in the mix there at the Woodwind Chorale before 67. Heard lots of saxes, lots of flutes, but not enough of the clarinets. So even though it's mezzo piano, you can blow slower, warmer air, but taking the same amount of air as if you're playing forte, where you're using cold, fast air for forte, but taking a huge breath, but slow, warm air to keep a supported sound when you play softly there, and that way the clarinets might balance up there. Anyway, getting back to 58, I think The diminuendo could be exaggerated slightly, although really, you know, you're coming down from mezzo forte. Good ending. Yeah. Okay. Well done. So the main thing there is trumpets, the way you're starting your notes. You do have to use the tongues, but more of a do or a ta. But if you're going fa or something like that, it's not going to work too well. All right, so... Ooh, lots of percussion here on Ritual Images. Let's see what's going on here with that. Bells, triangle. Keep the eighth notes even in the bells. Good flute solo here, good tone quality. And a little vibrato. Nicely done flute solo. See, again, hear that start to the notes, trumpets. I'm hearing a ta-ta-ta-ta. It's a do. You know, the just starting notes. I would, like, take those E's that the trumpets have and just see if they get three in a row. Ta. In order to get better starts. See, even that entrance at 25 was not together in the brass, low brass. So there are more second trumpets. I heard the woodwinds have the descending line there at 33, but we need the trumpets there. So we need more of a ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta from the flutes and clarinets. Kind of hearing a lazy tha-tha-tha-tha. If you're getting too much tongue in the reed or getting your tongue between your teeth for the flutes, it's going to come out that way. So tongue behind your teeth for the clarinets, tip of the tongue, tip of the reed, ta 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 ta, which gives it that bouncing staccato feel. Okay, trombones and baritone keep the lips buzzing, keep set at the corners of the mouth, buzz the lips. I think practicing some lip slurs would really help. Up to the da-ya-ya, back and forth so the chops are more comfortable. Heard a squawk there in the clarinets around 55, 56. And that is oftentimes caused from two or three things. Chipped reeds will do it. So make sure you're playing on good reeds for a festival. Secondly, if you're getting, again, that tha, sometimes the tongue stays too close to the reed. And it chirps to the higher harmonic, or pinching will do it too. If you're really too much top and bottom, tons of jaw, it will also cause. So those are the three things that usually cause squawks in the clarinet. So here flutes, where you go back to the chorale kind of sound, because you're all in unison here. Yeah, the high D wants to be flat anyway, so keep really roll out a little bit for that one. But I think, again, it's where your head joints are. And some of you are rolling in too much to get the sound out. Good timpani solo here. Good. Percussionists are doing a pretty nice job on this piece. ta-ti-ya-ta-ta-ta. It's got to be together, woodwinds, and the articulation's got to be correct. More crescendo here. See, we're already at fortissimo at 100, so there's nowhere to go at 108. So save it, you know, a little lighter at 100, so that by 106, 107, you really have faster, colder air to really get to excuse me, the climax of the piece at 108. Okay, nicely done. And that last chord is a good one that you can take out of context and build it from bottom up and really get the kids getting a standard of where the intonation is within the group. But a lot of fine education is going on with you guys. Congratulations, Greg, and to the whole band for a wonderful performance. The fact that some of you are even beginning this year and have gotten this far, this is really good. So it's such a fine program, and just continue all the good musical concepts that you guys are working on. Congratulations to the percussion, low brass. So the trumpets need to think how they're starting their notes. Pay attention to that. Flutes, your section intonation matching across the section needs to look at. Could use a little more of the clarinets and the sound of the group as well. But overall, very nicely done. Congratulations on a very fine performance today. Thanks for playing.